Waukesha reports that it is in full steam ahead mode with plans to pump Lake Michigan water. Others remain just as intent to fight the diversion. WUWM's Susan Bentz, another environmental journalist, recently got a closer peek at the proposed route. Along the way, they heard from advocates and opponents of the project.
On a brain-numbing cold morning, Dan Dukniak points out the window of a bus loaded with journalists.
The Root River is right by that tree line there. See that barn that's way back there in the, at the end there? We own this piece, we have an option on this piece of land.
Waukesha plans to use the river running alongside this farmland in rural Franklin to return the water it takes from Lake Michigan after Waukesha residents use and treat it. Dukniak started scouting for a suitable spot years ago and then picked up the phone.
We told them what we were doing it for, that we wanted to return the water. We wanted a large parcel. We could potentially build some wetlands along the Root River if we wanted to have the water discharge into the wetland area and then naturally percolate through the soils and discharge into the river.
After workers construct the hydrological system, Dukniak says another crew will transform some of the parcel to park.
This land has been in their family, I believe, for over 100 years, 125 years. So we also have a commitment to name the park Geezy Park after the family.
Dukniak is well aware that a consortium of Great Lakes mayors called the Cities Initiative, for short, is waging a battle against Waukesha's diversion. Still, he describes the project as in motion, with an engineering team at work.
One of the first initial tasks in the program is to go through and develop a routing study to determine the route, ultimately, that the pipeline will take.
A dozen miles east, above Lake Michigan's shore, Michael Sullivan shows off Oak Creek's water treatment facility. It will provide Waukesha with lake water.
The water just entered the water treatment plant, and this is flocculation. What we do is we've added our coagulant in that last building. The water comes through here and goes through that gap in the wall, the little serpentine effect, and through here, and we've got paddle wheels that are mixing that coagulant with the water.
Oak Creek already provides water to nearby Franklin and Caledonia and still has loads of excess capacity.
The treatment plant can process 35 million gallons per day. Our average day is about 8 million gallons now.
Waukesha's average daily allotment will add another 8 million gallons. Sullivan says the venture won't fill Oak Creek's coffers, but it will save existing water customers up to 20%.
We're a cost of service. We're regulated by the Public Service Commission. We know now what that rate reduction is going to be in general terms. And that makes it worthwhile for us.
Down the road, Racine Mayor John Dickert is one of the most adamant opponents of the Waukesha plan, even though early in his mayoral career, Dickert considered selling water to Waukesha.
I got to tell you, I was pretty new at this job. And one of the things that we were facing at that time was we were selling less water than we had in the past. The more I learned about this, the more I learned that the issues were bigger than me, the issues that were bigger than us.
Dickert says one of the bigger issues is how Waukesha's return route would affect his world. The Root River winds through the heart of Racine and will carry Waukesha's treated wastewater and discharge it into Lake Michigan, just below what Dickert calls Racine's most popular tourist attraction. North Beach was once a polluted eyesore. Today, it's rated as one of the best around.
So now you're going to impact my beach, which brings in just one event alone in the summertime. Our triathlon brings in about $3 to $5 million in revenue to my beach. And I have, roughly on a good summer, 200,000 people swimming on a beach in a city of 80,000.
The compact agreement requires Waukesha to monitor its impact on the Root River system, yet Dickert remains dissatisfied.
So what I need to know is who's paying for it and who's doing it, because I want an independent body, or are people doing it, because I want to know that the results are accurate. There is nothing in the compact that even discusses that, as I understand.
Dickert's colleague, Dave Ulrich, heads the city's initiative. He says the return flow is just one of Great Lakes Mayor's issues with the Compact Council's decision to okay Waukesha's plan.
We believe that a mistake was made by approving the diversion, and that as the first formal action by the Compact Council to allow that to stand would be harmful to the compact in the long term.
While the Compact Council already cast its unanimous support in favor of Waukesha, the body will listen to both sides in the next month or so. If opponents are unhappy with the results, they could take their concerns to federal court. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.